Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Poe of Texas.
Request permission to address the House for 5 minutes.
The gentleman is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Congress passed an energy bill which should have been called the anti-American non-energy bill because it punishes Americans for using energy rather than finding new sources of affordable energy. But the bill does one thing, Madam Speaker. It controls the type of light bulbs that all Americans must use throughout our fruited plains. Congress's energy bill bans incandescent light bulbs by 2014 and requires Americans to buy compact fluorescent bulbs. Those are called CFLs. Now we can say goodbye to Thomas Edison's incandescent bulb and his invention. Madam Speaker, I have a constitution here, and like most members of Congress, I carry it with me. I've read it through and through, but I don't see anywhere in the U.S. Constitution that it gives the government the power to control the type of light bulbs used in Dime Box, Texas, or any other place in the United States. Besides the lack of constitutional authority, let me discuss these light bulbs further. Nothing in Congress seems to be easy, and that phrase is certainly true with these CFL light bulbs. These light bulbs contain mercury, so they have to be disposed of in a certain way. According to EPA rules, you're supposed to take them to a local recycling center. Thanks to Congress, nothing is easy. If you throw them out at home, you're supposed to seal the bulb in two plastic bags and place them in the outside trash. Otherwise, the bulb may break and pollute the landfill, of all things. CFLs are made of glass, so they're fragile. If one breaks it or drops it, you have to follow simple rules, thanks to Congress. And according to the EPA, here's what you do if you break one of these light bulbs. And I quote, have people and pets leave the room and don't let anyone walk through the area. We must evacuate the room, Madam Speaker. I continue, open a window and leave the room for 15 minutes or more. Shut off the central heating and air conditioning system. Carefully scoop up glass fragments and powder using stiff paper or cardboard and place them in a glass jar with a metal lid. Obviously, that's readily available. I continue. Use sticky tape, such as duct tape, to pick up any remaining small glass fragments and powder. Of course, we do have lots of duct tape in Texas, so that's no problem. But we're not through yet. I continue to quote. Wipe the area clean with a damp paper towel or disposable wet wipes and place them in the glass jar or plastic bag. Do not use a vacuum or a broom. And, Madam Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to file this three-page single-spaced requirement the EPA has made all Americans follow in disposing one of these broken light bulbs.
Okay, without objection.
Thank you. If you break a light bulb in a high-rise where the windows don't open, will the EPA light bulb police haul us off to jail because of improper disposal procedures? If I drop this light bulb, we would have to evacuate the House of Representatives, according to the EPA light bulb law. Have we gone a bit too far with this nonsense? Thanks to Congress, we're making what is simple very difficult. And besides, these light bulbs are expensive, and using them may fade photographs on the wall. Now, Madam Speaker, I'm going to carefully remove one of these light bulbs from a box that contains all these warnings on the outside. And this is one of those CFL light bulbs that Congress is requiring all Americans to use by 2014. There is more to the requirements of using these. It says here, and I quote, these light bulbs may cause interference to radios, televisions, wireless telephones, and remote controls. Now we're in trouble for Monday night football because we're going to have to turn out the lights so there's no interference with our TV. We can also thank Congress for giving more money to China. This light bulb, it says right here, with all the warnings on it, is made in China. And, Madam Speaker, they are only made in China. They're not made in the United States. We import every one of these things. You know, over the past year, we've seen Chinese pet food kill our dogs and cats. Chinese lead paint is poisoning our children. And now Chinese light bulbs that contain mercury can be harmful to our health. Doesn't this bother anybody? Meanwhile, gasoline nears $4 a gallon, and Congress still has no energy plan except turn on these light bulbs. Oh, I yearn for the day when America took care of Americans by developing our own abundant natural resources, like coal and natural gas and crude oil, to provide affordable energy to America. But those days have gone the way of Edison's incandescent light bulb. We might as well turn out the lights. The party's over. And that's just the way it is.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, let it snow. All the way home I'll be warm. All the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, I'm still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow.
Shipmates, I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of the cost. And remember, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny what we can't afford. Now, we have some breaking news here this morning. It's not good news, but it's breaking news. Six Americans have been killed in a plane crash in southern Afghanistan. These service members were part of the International Security Assistance Force. NATO says there is currently no fighting in the area. The cause of the crash is under investigation. However, initial reports indicating there was no enemy activity in the area at the time. Let's see what else we got here. The worst such incident was in August of 2011 when the Taliban shot down a transport helicopter, killing all 38 people on board, including 25 U.S. Special Operations Forces. Remember that when that plane went down? Yeah, that 25 U.S. Special Operations Forces? Yeah, that was the team that killed Osama bin Laden. Yeah. Remember that? Media doesn't. About 84,000 NATO-led troops are serving in Afghanistan, including about 60,000 from the U.S. That number is expected to be reduced around 10,000 by 2015. Very, very tragic news. There's no details, nothing here. It's hard to even come close to what happened. We can only wait until further news comes in. I will check periodically to find out if there's anything more. But just to repeat, there are six Americans that were killed in a plane crash in southern Afghanistan. Evidently, there was no fighting anywhere near the area. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Let's see, it's not media clear. So, yeah, that's very tragic news. Of course, no names have been given until the family has been notified. But in any way, it's hard to say whether they were they were with the NATO, so exactly what service they were under, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, I don't know. Doesn't say that either. So, well, anyway, there's going to be six families today going to be getting some very tragic news. So our hearts and prayers are with
with them, obviously. So, anyway, if like I said, if anything new pops up, you know, I'll let you know. So let's get right into it today. There's a lot. Just, it never stops. It just never stops. And I played that a long time ago, that first cut, the opening cut there. This is the EPA. George Bush signed this in, W. Also, he could borrow more money from China so they can, well, rake up more debt and try to appease to the left. Exactly what the hell happened with that, I don't know. But it's things like that, you know, really piss people off on the right. We love you, but it's things like that, you know, these are things that are very difficult to forgive. I mean, this is nonsense. If you paid attention to what this man was talking about at the very beginning, this is absolute, utter absurdity. There is absolutely no excuse for this. But yet here we are, right here, right now. Here we are, fast approaching January 1, 2014. Merry friggin' Christmas and happy friggin' New Year. Here's the EPA in your stocking. Bend over and insert. No lube required. Jesus, God Almighty. A freaking light bulb, man. Don't give me this destroying environment crap. The goddamn light bulbs that you are forcing people to make that are like 10 times the price of the regular light bulb. Actually, even more than that. I mean, you could pick up at the dollar store packages of, what, four for a buck? Frickin' light bulbs. They're not destroying the environment. Meanwhile, we have to buy them from China, these light bulbs, that have mercury in them. And you heard the man. You drop these. Well, you have to evacuate the home. You can't sweep it up with a broom or a vacuum cleaner. Now, how many people are going to follow that? Now you're going to get mercury poisoning all over the house. People, you know, you got a dinner party coming over. You're going to poison all of them. All for what? Because this light bulb doesn't destroy the environment? So you have to blame that light bulb for destroying the environment so you can force the American people to buy a light bulb that, well, does indeed destroy the environment. And you are going to say these people deserve to carry guns? What? This is the EPA, for God's sakes. How the hell can they bypass Congress and make all these rules and regulations? And Mr. George Bush, what in the hell did you do this for? Why did you allow this crap to go on? Why did you sign that? What the hell? What have we done? My God in heaven, what in hell have we done? I mean, no. There is absolutely zero excuse for this. But come 2014, you're going to have to buy these light bulbs. Regular light bulbs do not destroy the environment. I'm sorry. And if they are, what? What? How the hell are these light bulbs destroying all these environments? What? Show me the evidence on that one. Oh, well, it's, you know. Yeah. Well. Jesus, God Almighty and sweet blue friggin' heaven. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, this is a light bulb. You got babies? You drop a light bulb? It's 180,000 degrees, so you live in a one-room apartment. And the only way out is outside. You drop one of these goddamn things. You got a little baby in the house. It's a single mother. She'd like to have health insurance. But she can't sign on to Obamacare. She'd have enough money to, you know, rent a bigger apartment, but she put her information in Obamacare and got hacked.
And nobody knows if she has health care because nothing's gone through except for the hackers took all of her money. So she's got a poisonous light bulb up there. It's in the middle of the winter, 45,000 friggin' degrees below zero. It's snowing. It's a mess. It's got a little bitty baby right there, single mother. Daddy took off. He could be in Afghanistan. Who knows? She drops a light bulb because she's only doing about a million things. You know, single mothers, they got to do a lot of work, especially if they got babies. I grew up with a single mother, so I know the kind of work that they have to go through. So here she is. She drops this light bulb, 455 gazillion degrees below zero, snowing. She drops a light bulb, has to evacuate, got little bitty babies, freezing in the goddamn cold. She'd have a car, but I got repossessed because she lost her job and, you know, can only work 29 hours. So she's got nowhere to go but go outside. Otherwise, she's got to keep her baby warm but get mercury poisoning. I mean, so how is this woman, what decision? Let's see. How do I kill my baby? Well, do I take it outside and freeze it to death, or do I keep it inside where it's nice and warm and give it mercury poisoning? She dies a slow, painful, miserable death. And now this is mandatory? Are you kidding me? This is mandatory, and Congress signed on for this. And you wonder what is ridiculous, Mr. Boehner? It's crap like that. That's ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. $3 trillion is ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. God almighty. And you wonder why we're pissed off. Gee, huh? We got Obamacare, that only thing that this Obamacare has ever done so far is take people who had health insurance that they were very happy with and fine with, had no problems. Take that health care away from them and give it to nobody. They can't get into your system, Mr. Obama, your mandatory, unconstitutional system. They can't sign on. And even if they think they do, no payment has gone through because, see, that part of your system, Mr. King, well, that hasn't been, you know, completed yet. They're still building it. It's unfunctional. It doesn't work. It's not built. And you wonder why we're pissed off, Mr. Boehner. This isn't, don't give me this extreme right. This is not extreme right, Mr. Boehner. The Tea Party's not about being right or left. It's about being correct. That's what it's about. Stop friggin' spending. Stop acting like idiots. Stop forcing people into things that do not work. All you are doing is just completely disrupting every goddamn thing that is functional. For what? What is your gain out of this? What the hell? What could you possibly friggin' gain? What? What has Obamacare done? Who has it helped? Who? Who is benefiting from Obamacare? You had 50 million people that were supposedly uninsured. Where? How come they're not insured? What did you do with that 50 million people, Mr. King? Huh? You only build a website that can handle 7 million. And most of those are supposed to include people who already had insurance that loved it and those young people who have no reason to buy it at this point. In their mind. It's up to the individual to decide whether they want health care or not. Yes, I understand the whole purpose because it is very expensive. Well, you know, we need a few things. Well, I like to open the market so it's more of a free market. And that's what I was trying to say. I screwed up a few days ago. and said that health care was free. I didn't mean it that way. What I meant was within the state, you have a, you know, relatively, well, it's a pseudo-free market. You got to go with whatever your employer gives you, but the employer has the opportunity to shop around. But it needs to be open to the individual, not the employer. I'm sure the employers can say, okay, part of your package, you get X amount of dollars towards health care. You look and you find all these different places. You've got one in Podunk, Idaho that gives you what you need. They'll pay half. And if you got to pay a little bit more for something more, okay, fine. But you might even find you might even pay a little bit less. You can find stuff that is cheaper. It's competition. Now you open it up. Now the individual has the opportunity to shop. So the individual who's actually buying the insurance, like you do with car insurance, you shop around. You go to Geico, Allstate, State Farm, go, you know, Joe's Insurance Company or wherever the hell you go to. Find a broker, I don't know, wherever you go. So why can't you do it with health insurance? Why can't you put the power back into the insurer, the customer? Don't you think if you walked into a store and wanted to go buy a television and you could only buy what that salesperson told you to buy? But I don't want that one. It's a piece of crap and it's ugly. I want this one over here. Nope. I know what's better for you. This is the one you want. Here it is. Wrap it up. Give me your credit card. Well, what do you think this is? Hello? Why is health insurance so, why is it so, you know, I understand there's different medical things, but why is it so constricted? I understand states' rights. Look, I'm all for states' rights. States' rights believer. But when it comes to health insurance, that's personal. That's up to the individual, like any goddamn thing else. It shouldn't be in the power of a friggin' bureaucrat. That should be in the power of Kat Sebelius. She's the decider. You're the customer. Now you're forced to buy something, and you're forced to buy only what they tell you you can buy. You don't even have a choice of what you can buy, and that's freedom? Really? Huh. Somehow I kind of missed that. Just saying. I mean, just saying. And now we got to buy toxic and poisonous light bulbs because of some jackass EPA friggin' idiot. And then you got a president trying to make nicey-nice with people that hate his guts. And he's sucking ass to China so he can borrow more money, attack on more debt. That's ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. This is what we're upset about. Yeah, you could say the Tea Party is leading the way, but this is, and the Tea Party is all about Americans. It's not about right or left. It's about Americans. We look at it as everybody, as one people. We don't segregate everybody and put everybody in groups. They talk about, this is what I can't stand about the left. They talk about all this integration, yeah, but they segregate everybody. Oh, you're in this group. Oh, you're in that group. Oh, the gay group, the transsexual group, the black group, the mixed race group, this group, the Chinese group, this group. I can't keep up with all these friggin' groups. God damn. I don't do that anyway. I don't do any hyphenated. There's no African-American, Chinese-American, goddamn Martian-American, whatever. No, you're an American. That's it. That's all you get. There's only one people in this country, and that's American, period. God damn it. Now we got to buy these toxic light bulbs. For what? I refuse to buy the damn things. Flat refuse to buy them. Home Depot is out there encouraging its customers to act like politicians, or act like a politician on election day, they say. Vote early and often. Unbelievable. I can't understand the logic behind this. And these are the EPA, these are supposed to be people that are supposed to be protecting the environment. How are you protecting the environment when you are forcing people to buy toxic light bulbs, you idiot? This is the kind of crap that we need to put an end to. And thank God we got people like Trey Gowdy and Issa that are finally, you know, stepping up to the plate, man, and start swinging that goddamn bat. And that's what it takes. Somebody to dig their cleats into the frickin' dirt, cock their arms back, bend their knees, and swing that frickin' bat as hard as they can. Swing it! Look, we got to put an end to this stuff. I mean, this stuff is real. This isn't no blue stained dress scandal. No. This isn't that. No. This is real stuff. Benghazi is real. That really happened. That was a terrorist attack on supposedly American soil. I mean, I look at that as an act of war. But that's me. That's me, Mr. Warmonger, Mr. Hater. What I find hateful is the fact that you would come up and speak to the American people and say that you couldn't get there on time, and you don't send people into harm's way without knowing all the information on the ground first. We do send people into harm's way without knowing all the information on the ground first. Especially, Mr. Panetta, if our men are being attacked. That right there, that is an absolute treasonous statement. I don't care what the legality is. I know that it's very difficult to prove treason. But the statement itself is treasonous. He was probably following orders. I wouldn't have followed that order. I know for a fact I would have lost my job and I would have spilled the beans. I would have thrown a goddamn fit. But there's too many people that were handpicked in our military. Yes, I understand there's reasons why the president wants to pick certain military officers. But I don't know. We could go on for goddamn days on this crap. And what are we going to get out of it? Not a whole hell of a lot. That's why we got to get into that voting booth, man. That is our only hope. We're it. To us, it isn't up to them. Obviously, you've seen what they can't do and what they can do, which both are equally scary. This is our time to shine. This is our time. We got the ball, man. This is our ball. This is our time to score a touchdown. We got to score one for the good guys. This is our time. We have to do this. We have to stand up. We have to demand this stuff from our leaders. They're not going to do it. If we let them get away with it, they're going to get away with it. Too much money, man, getting too much power. They ain't going to stop until you stop them, until I stop them, until we stop them. And that's the only way. I mean, the Tea Party, that's what the Tea Party stands for. It's just basic common goddamn sense. You cannot sustain a country, which we are over $17 trillion in debt. And when this whole Barack Obama, yes, we can, hoax and chains experiment finally ends, we're going to be well over $20 trillion. $20 trillion. Now, you don't have to be a mathematician to figure out that a country that is over 20 and rising trillion dollars in debt, there is no way that that country can sustain its solvency nor its sovereignty. It is impossible. It mathematically does not compute. There is no excuse. There is no reason to break the bank. Mr. Obama, you take that Saul Alinsky crap. This man is following the exact letter to this Rules for Radicals. And he's doing a pretty goddamn good job of it, too, I might have to add. That is one thing that you are successful in, Mr. Obama. You are very successful in failure. You're an expert. You're a failologist. I can't even say that. A failologist? A failureologist? We don't need your stinking failure anymore, Mr. Obama. We don't want it anymore. We don't like it. We can't afford it. We want to go back to where we used to be, where, you know, we had that Constitution. Yeah, the one I'm holding in my hands right now that has been redacted to the point where the only thing that is legible is a period. And that's it. That's all we get. Just a period. That's it. Imagine that. Where did it all go? Where did it all go? Very interesting. Well, I tell you where it went. Well, it went into the hands of the EPA, the IRS, the Justice Department, and the White House, and certain press corps, if you will. Certain members of the media went into, well, unions. Went into their hands. They control it. They hold it. They tell you what is freedom of speech. Pre-approved, pre-government approved freedom of speech. No, 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 no. Freedom of speech means freedom of speech. Meaning I, as the speaker, I decide what I speak, not you. I decide what I mean by what I speak, not you. I decide when I'm going to speak, how I'm going to speak, what I'm going to say, and I am not going to look for you for any guidance. That's ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. You see what I mean? This is why the people on, well, you say your side is upset. Don't give me this this nonsense that you say you have yet, not one time, broken any conservative rules. Really? I can give you 3 trillion times that you broke conservative rules, Mr. Boehner. Yeah, that's right. $3 trillion in debt under you. You hold the purse. You are the Speaker of the House. So don't give me this nonsense that you have held conservative values and all this nonsense, because you haven't. We're tired of hearing this. And Mr. Ryan, what the hell, man? Dude, man, come on. First of all, you don't make no deal with no Patty Murray in the first damn place. No, you do not make any deals with that woman at all. That is not a woman you make any deals with. That, no, 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 no. That's number one, Mr. Ryan. And the deal you made was a non-deal. And now it looks like they got enough votes in the Senate. I wonder what Mr. Reid promised all of the dissenters. Wonder how many pork sandwiches are going to come out of that deal. And guess who pays for those? Oh, that's right, you. Isn't that nice? Merry Christmas. We'll just take this little pork sandwich and this little one over here and one over here and a little pork here, a little pork there, everywhere a little pork. Mm-hmm. Oink, oink. I wonder what pork sandwiches Mr. Reid promised these people to vote. I guess we'll have to find out, and I'm sure we will. And that's another thing that we need to get rid of this government. We can't deal with any more corruption in this government. Enough is enough. Look, I know you're never going to get rid of all of it as long as you've got 3 people on planet Earth, 2 that sons of bitches are going to be corrupt. But we can mitigate it. We can do a lot of mitigating, a lot of hacking and slashing. You know what I mean?
That's what needs to be done. That's what it takes. Swinging that bat.
Absolutely.
All right. So now we have, we already covered all that. We did all this. We've already exhausted the light bulb. That's just ridiculous. I mean, we can turn this stuff around, man. If we get another, if we get a president that is, who claims that he's conservative, man, you better do some conservative things. And I mean, you better need to get rid of crap like this. The EPA needs to go, man. That's, as far as I'm concerned, any law that the EPA has put into place is unconstitutional. They do not have authority to legislate. There is no way that the EPA can legislate at all. You get a clipboard and a test tube. You do not get guns. You do not have the power to make up laws. Especially laws that you take a perfectly harmless light bulb and force people to buy a light bulb that is toxic. And if you drop it in front of a little bitty baby, you're going to have to evacuate it, put on a zoot suit. You can't use the vacuum. You can't use a broom. You need duct tape. I mean, come on. You got to put it in two plastic bags. You got to put it in this. Well, what if you live in San Francisco? Plastic bags are illegal in San Francisco. So what the hell are these people in San Francisco gonna do? It's pretty windy there. So somebody drops it down there by the wharf, man. That wind's going to blow up all that hill. Look at all these people that are going to die because of mercury poisoning. Because some jackass came up with some cockamamie scheme for whatever reason. Who's benefiting from that? See, that's what you have to do. You have to follow the money, man. Who's benefiting from Obamacare? Who's benefiting from these toxic mercury light bulbs? Who benefited from the stimulus packages? Follow the money, man. Who benefited from Benghazi? That's what I'd like to know. Maybe if we had a curious media, maybe we would know. But see, we don't have that. So it's left for us, well, to start speculating because we have nothing else. Well, when you put all the evidence that you do find together, the speculations seem a little clear. Now, whether they are what they are, we don't know. We'd love to find out, and we'd love to see the real evidence so we would, you know. I mean, these are four of our brothers that died. Had another one die from a gun that you gave a drug cartel. Why would you put guns in the hands of drug cartels? Don't give me this to track them. And you didn't keep track of them. That's the problem. There's still guns out there. What is the estimate? I think it was over 2,000. I'm sure it's probably more than that. There, anytime a government's going to estimate, you know it's either higher or lower, whatever's going to benefit them. And all these 364,000 people that signed up for Obamacare, the overwhelming vast majority of them aren't signed up. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and say zero are signed up because we do know that that system is broken. It's not built yet. It doesn't work. Put the money in, but it doesn't get transferred. So that hasn't been built yet. So how can you possibly say that 365,000 or 364,000 or whatever the stupid number is actually has insurance? Well, that's why they're coming out and say, please insure these people over a month and, you know, all that. They're begging the insurance companies. Well, that is obvious. We don't know because nobody's told us, but that is obvious that there's nobody. They haven't built that part of the computer system yet. They haven't built that part of the program yet. So there's no way that any of those 364,000 people actually have insurance come January 1st. They don't have it. So that's why the administration is saying, please, Mr. Insurance Companies, please just insure them. Just act like they have it, and then we'll reimburse you. Which they're not going to reimburse
the insurance companies. You are going to reimburse the insurance companies. And you know those numbers are going to be, well, they'll be accurate. I'm sure they will be. Won't they? Oh, they're going to be nice and accurate. Oh, God almighty and sweet blue friggin' heaven. And could this chair, for the love of God almighty? Oh, God damn thing drives you nuts, man. All right, let me get a shot of eggnog here. It looks like the snow stopped. It was beautiful snowing this morning. I was up, oh, man, way before the sunrise. And it was snowing then. It's beautiful snow on the ground here in sunny Deer Park, New York. I love it. I think we're supposed to get a whole bunch more. But, hey, I got plenty of food, man. I don't need to go nowhere. So here I am. Let's get this party started here. See if we can get this ship underway. All right. Let me open up my treasure chest here. See if we can plunder for any food. Oh, look at this. North Korea. This is what I was going to get to yesterday, but I get sidetracked very easily, as you can well tell. We've already eaten up like over 40 minutes, and I haven't even started yet. Oh, jeez. North Korea executes Kim Jong-un. Executes the uncle. You know, Chris Tingle has an interesting comparison between the Korean government and Republicans. So, you know, I mean, again, like we were talking about yesterday with immediately when there's a mass shooting, it's always the Tea Party. You, first of all, you can't do that. You can't speculate on who the hell's doing what. And it turned out that all these guys, with the Gabby Giffords, he was blamed as a Tea Partier. The guy in Colorado, the movie theater guy, he was an Occupy Wall Streeter, I guess. The Gabby Giffords guy, he was one of her voters. He was a big fat lib. And this other kid over there in the school just last week, he was a big old socialist, didn't get his way, and the debate coach said you can't debate anymore, probably because he was a, you know, I don't want to urinate on the kid's grave, the parents and all. You know, I feel sorry for the parents. I really do with stuff like that. I mean, you know, yeah, you want to talk about the guy, you know, for the things that they did, and on and on and on and on and on, but, you know, that's somebody's son, man. You know, so it's very difficult. So, I feel sorry for the parents, man. I mean, I can only imagine what, you know, and people say, well, what about the victims? Yeah, I do feel sorry for the victims, too. But you also got to realize that, you know, family members are, they lost, too. Well, I'm not saying that you got to, you know, once more, there's nothing important, more important. A lost life is a lost life. That's important, period. Doesn't matter what your family surname is. It doesn't matter what your color is. Loss of life is important, period. So nobody wins in this. There's a lot of losers. You know, now the family members, little kids, send your kid off to school. I mean, my God. I don't know how they, you know, I mean, you can't. Some things just leave you speechless, you know. But anyway, I don't know how we got onto that subject. We're talking about Kim Jong-un's executed uncle. Oh, God. Oh, that's right. Blaming the Republicans. It's always the Republicans' fault. Well, there's no reason for that crap. You know what I mean? I don't really care so much about the why. That's why I can't stand that stupid hate crime bill. What the hell? Yeah, oh, we love Johnny and all, but, you know, thank God for that hate crime bill. The hate crime bill doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't do any good for the victim. The victim's still dead. Doesn't do any good for the victim's family. Their son or daughter is still dead. Didn't do anything for the perpetrator. I mean, you're gonna take somebody, tie them up to the back of your pickup truck and drive them around until they're friggin' dismembered. I don't care if it's out of love or hate. I could care less why you did it. The fact is you did it. So there's only two choices that you get. You get life without parole or the death penalty. Depends on what state you're in. The hate crime bill is nothing more. That bill is not really designed for that. That bill is designed for if you're walking down the street and you say something and somebody hears you say something, doesn't understand the context, and just for whatever reason just feels like they want to get their name in the paper, and they go report you, and they can put you, now your whole life is ruined because you said something because somebody else misunderstood. That's what that's all about. That's to use it against people where... This is the whole key here, to have control. That's the whole purpose for Obamacare. That's the whole purpose for any of this other crap that's going on here now. And thank God we've got Trey Gowdy, we've got ISA, we got people standing up, we got people in Congress. There are good people in Congress. But yes, Congress does have, they do have the power to impeach. Now, what they're trying to do is something that I've been talking about. I'm the only one who's been talking about it. I'm sure there has been other people. But I know I've been talking about it for a long time, even before I got this show. And I'm still looking into it. If I could find a decent enough attorney, somebody with a set of keyhones, preferably ones with a lot of hair on them, and doesn't mind showing them off, and bouncing them on people's noses. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a hot shot. Why can't the citizens? Class action lawsuit. Why can't the citizens sue the government for not following our Constitution? Why can't we do that? I know what Congress is trying to do, and I know what that is trying to do. They're trying to do it criminally in the courts, which I don't think Congress really has the power, and that's what Mr. Gowdy was talking about, and there was a judge's ruling and all that, exactly what's really going on with that. We don't know because nobody's reporting it. Fox News is barely covering it. I don't see anything on drugs. I don't see anything on anything, which is ridiculous. This is news, man. Come on. But in any event, Congress does have the power to impeach. What they're trying to do is they're trying to do it stopping without impeachment, because they're afraid to impeach, because if you do impeach, well, that makes you a racist. How that makes you a racist, good God almighty and sweet blue heaven, I cannot in a million years figure that one out. We've got all the list, the gaggle of violations that this administration has committed. Skin color is not even, it just has no bearing on the convictions. It has no bearing on this case whatsoever. It's not part of it. Look, my God. I mean, just what this man has done to the preamble of the Constitution. We haven't even gotten to the body of the Bill of Rights yet. Just the preamble. How the hell do you violate the goddamn preamble? How did you do that? He did it, and he's still doing it. I'm looking at the Constitution right here, right now. It's been redacted every damn page. The only thing left is a period. All been wiped away, just like Back to the Future. Hold that little photograph when all those people start fading away. Well, that's us. We need a flux capacitor. That's what this country needs. And hyperspace our ass back to, well, freedom land. Unbelievable. Oh, God, look at this. Oh, this is booty, all right. Worried about looking ignorant, Kat Sebelius seeks media help. I read this and I just was like, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, these people, you talk about incompetence. They want to hire people. I'll get into it. PETA's unbelievable letter to an 18-year-old girl who was mauled by a bear. You're going to like this one. This shows the class that you have on the left. This is why people like me just can't, I can't be around these people. I can't. I can't be around them anymore. I mean, I'm just sick of this. It's absolutely ridiculous. Oh, look at this one. Speaking of the EPA, the highest paid employee did not work for years. He told colleagues that he was a secret agent for the CIA. And they believed him. And he retired, told them that he retired and he still was drawing a paycheck. He could have officially really retired and, well, been done with it and kept all the money. This is the EPA. These are the people that are forcing you now to buy a toxic baby-killing light bulb to save the environment. You have to buy this environment-destroying light bulb to save the environment. Kind of like when it snows, it's because of global warming. And you wonder why we're upset, Mr. Boehner. That is ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. Holder claims the FBI prevented 148 mass shootings in 2013. Why do I find that to be BS? I don't even have to read the damn story to tell you that that's bogus. I'm sorry, there's just not 148 mass shootings a day, or 148 mass shootings a year in this country, whether the FBI was out looking for him or not. Stop. I mean, look, if you're going to stretch the truth and spin it to make it look good, I mean, don't be ridiculous with the numbers, please. It's just insulting. Army Corps flushed $5.4 million on unusable trash incinerators. We were going to get into that yesterday, but maybe if we got enough time, we might get into it. And if we got enough time, we might get into the NSA faux interview on 60 Minutes, which I'm really, it's bogus. Why even get into that? Why? No, we're not spying. I guarantee it. Yeah, you are spying. If you have to go on 60 Minutes to sell the American people your lie, you've lost the American people. You don't have them. They've lost everybody. But he's still hanging on. For what? We're afraid to impeach. Why? Well, he's black. For whatever reason, that means you're racist if you impeach the president. Granted, I did not particularly care for as much as I could not stand the Clinton administration. Couldn't stand it. None of them. I didn't think Bill Clinton respected the office of the presidency. I didn't think he respected the Oval Office, the White House. I just didn't like him. I still don't. I don't like his wife either. I didn't, however, think that the country really needed to be put through that kind of impeachment. When we had, if you're going to impeach a president, you need to impeach him on things that are, I mean, come on, a stained blue dress. Come on. Come on. You know what I mean? As much as I don't like the Clintons never did, that I really wasn't all, that was stupid. And that did nothing, no good. I don't know who got that one going and for whatever reason, but, you know, the Senate realized that this is stupid. The country didn't need it. Not for that. If you're going to impeach a president, well, you impeach him for things like Fast and Furious. You impeach him for Benghazi, IRS, stimulus packages that didn't hire any jobs, just paid back the campaign donors and the unions, Obamacare. Countless, countless lies after lies. Every scandal has a whole host of lies and sub-lies and tangents of other lies. A never-ending web of lies. There are countless violations of our Constitution. There isn't enough room on the paper to put his goddamn skin color on. We have it filled up with all of these violations. We don't need to go down that road. We don't need it. It has nothing to do with the case. What has to do with the case are the constant violations, the constant lies. 400 surface-to-air missiles stolen out of Benghazi at the cost of four American brothers. For what? all because he wanted to put the hands, put weapons in the hands of the Syrian opposition. And you knew you couldn't go through Congress. And the UN probably wouldn't like it. And we heard from the drone operator. He said he was told to switch from the compound, the one that was burning, and switch to the annex building. Maybe that's when the 400 surface-to-air missiles were stolen. You think? Well, we don't know. Why? Well, we don't have a curious enough media to find this information out and report it to the public. So we can only take the evidence so far. And that's all this is, speculation. Maybe if the media would, you know, like to tell us, because I'm sure that they're so responsible that they have the information, but they feel it's not worthy to report. Because it makes the king look bad. You know, you can't embarrass the king, you know, no matter how bad they get. You can embarrass the Republicans, but just not the king. You see what I mean? This is how it works. Welcome to America. Huh. Land of free. Huh? Land of the free? Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into this North Korea execution of Kim Jong-un's uncle. Turns out he was labeled a traitor. Well, he's supposedly the number two guy, and they got all these allegations, corruption, drug abuse, gambling, womanizing, and dissolute and depraved life, and trying to overthrow the government, and, you know, and all this. Well, probably what it was is you look at that Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is, he just looks like a spoiled little brat, and probably the uncle told him, scolded him on something, and he got his little panties in a wad and had him taken out and shot. Who knows? Who cares? It really doesn't matter. But what matters is we have jackasses like Chris Tingle. If you don't know who that is, that's Mr. Chris Matthews with his little program Softball. It's just a jerk ball. That's what it should be. Well, it turns out that Korean government, in their official report, had called him a traitor to the nation and worse than a dog. Well, speaking of Chris Tingle, if you want to, if you really want worse than a dog, well, listen to this.
Starts tonight with the crazy way this week is ending. You've heard the news from North Korea, how the young head of that country just executed his guardian uncle. Well, back here in America, the right wing is acting, if not as brutally, certainly as crazily. It's hard to tell who's calling the shots in this crowd. Radio man Mark Levin denounced today Speaker John Boehner as utterly feckless. That means weak. For backing that little budget deal and trying to avoid another government shutdown. Glenn Beck condemns the Republican speaker as not just a liberal, but get this, he's calling him a progressive. Oh, my God. Acting like the king of the crazies, Beck then says Ted Cruz is being a good right-wing boy in opposing the budget deal in the Senate because, I can't believe the way he says this, because, quote, he did what we told him to. We, Glenn Beck and company. So now the cat's out of the bag. The people calling the shots are the loudest, angriest, nastiest voices in the right-wing media. The people marching to their tune, always marching away from any deal with the president, are the Cruises, the Rand Pauls, and, of course, the Mike Lees. But not only them, also the Mitch McConnells, the John Cornyns, the Lindsey Grahams, all scared to death at this moment that the Mark Levins and the Glenn Becks of the right-wing media circus will finger them for destruction the way Kim Jong-un, rather, just fingered his old unsuspecting guardian uncle over in Pyongyang. Well, it's not North Korea, but boy, is it getting tough over there on the American right.
I mean, can you believe that? It's not North Korea, but it's getting awful. I mean, what the? First of all, you idiot. When Beck said doing what we told him to, yeah, that's how it works. You see, we, as in we the people, hire our representatives and our senators and our presidents to do what we want. That's how government works, Mr. Tingle. You should have known that. Didn't you work for the Carter administration? Yeah. Yeah. You were a speechwriter for Carter. Maybe that's why he didn't get reelected. I mean, are you kidding me? Mr. Tingle, come on here now. This is how the government works. We as in we the people. The government isn't run by Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh or Mark Levin or Sarah Palin or the Koch brothers. I mean, just Jesus God Almighty, shut up. I mean, just stop. I don't know. But why is it, you know, I mean, why would you make that comparison between the execution of the Korean uncle there with the Republicans? I mean, why would you even make that comparison? What is on your mind, Mr. Tingle? You see what I'm saying? I mean, what is on your mind, sir? Look, in order to say something, you must first have to think it. Well, if that's the only thing on your mind is the execution of Kim Jong-un's uncle, and you're talking about Republicans, what the hell is that? What are you talking about? I mean, that's gibberish. I mean, I guess I don't know what the left is actually hearing in that. What the hell are you saying? Why would you even say that? That doesn't even make any sense. I mean, how do you get the comparison between the two? How do you connect it? That's one thing I've never been able to understand about a liberal is how they connect their dots. They go from one place to the next so quick it's perfect connection. No, it's not. It doesn't make any sense. It's arbitrary and baseless. That's very hurtful and damaging. Mr. Chris Tingle, you know, I mean, you keep that up, you're going to do that to the wrong person one day. And, well, what goes around, sir, does most indeed come around. But by the time it's had time to come around, it's had time to pick up speed. So when it hits you hard. So zip it, Zippy. Idiot. Worried about looking ignorant? Wow. We'll just seek the media. That'll help us. This is the woman who's ahead of your health care. You know, the one that you don't have anymore? And the one that, well, you think you have now, but you're going to lose next year? Yeah, that health care. Well, turns out, old cat, well, she's concerned that senior leaders, well, can be left ignorant and unaware of what Congress and the public are saying about them and other policies. Well, why don't you pay attention to your goddamn job and you won't have to worry about the friggin' media telling you what you're doing. Pay attention to what you're doing. You don't need the goddamn media to report to you what the hell you're doing. Pay attention to what you're doing, you idiot. I mean, what does... God damn it. So old Cat Sebelius says that all the senior leaders, and her included, are ignorant and unaware of what Congress and the public are saying about them. And their policies. Officials at the agency in charge of Obamacare, they're seeking help to track everything. The media is writing about the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, two things. One, we've already covered the stupid end of it. Meaning, if you need to hire somebody to tell you what the hell you're doing, you got no business doing it. You know what I mean? You got no business doing your job. But I think what it really is to track what the media is writing about them, more to find out who is nutty and who is nice, who gets a lump of coal and who gets a dolly that wets. That's what that's all about. So anyway, continuing on, The sprawling department that is supported by a large communications shop is collecting the names of private companies that can produce a customized daily digest of news better and more complete than the one HHS aides currently compile. Well, you're part of the government, and you don't have any way of tracking information. And what more do you need? Jesus God, can you? You want to find out what the media is reporting? Well, I would suggest getting on to, the internet's got a lot of sites of what the media reports. Your lights go out, because of electricity, because of the big storm that is fast approaching. Well, you go down to the corner frickin' store there and you buy a newspaper. You ever thought about that, you goddamned idiot? You want to find out what the media is reporting about you? Read the goddamn news. You don't need to hire a goddamn company to track the information. What do you need to have to, what do you care what the media is reporting about you anyway? Monitor the department's public affairs office is having trouble meeting deadlines. Aww. And producing readable summaries. See, they need the media to report what they're doing, because they don't know what they're doing. So when they hold a company meeting to inform the entire company of its status, like your State of the Union address, I think this year is going to be State of the Union distress.
Yeah.
But you're going to hold a company meeting and inform everybody of the updates of what's going on with the company. You need to hire a media company to track all what the media is reporting about you. Well, how about you get together, if you're supposed to be some big manager, you were a governor, get some people together and track what the hell's going on. Pay attention to what the hell you're doing. And you'll know what the hell it is you're doing. I mean, this is ridiculous. And guess who's forking the bill out? Yeah, that's right, you. Get your wallets out. Yeah, that's right, ladies. Get out them pocketbooks. Break out the checkbook. Come on. Give me them debit cards. All right, this is a perfect opportunity here. Take a quick little break here and find out what the hell's going on with some football. We got my brother Kurt on the line. Kurt, are you there?
Deke, what's happening?
I don't know. We're snowing right now. That's what's happening. I got it's all
that's
white.
Beautiful.
Well, it's that powder again. It's real frozen, real light, you know, powder coming down.
Well,
and
so what? It's white. Take it.
It's white and it's pretty and it's cold and it feels good. So
all you need. Can't trust Detroit anymore. They're done.
I told you.
No, you didn't. I told
yes,
you.
Yes, I did. I told you, man. I told you, Baltimore, man. I told you. Detroit, look, I understand what you're saying. Detroit, you would love to trust them. Hey, they're the Lions,
yes.
Man. They're a football
yes.
team.
You this
can.
Year, no, they're done. They're done.
Gallup.
I don't think Baltimore's come out of their bag or not or anything like that. It's just that Detroit just didn't do it.
Right. It's not so much that Baltimore won. It's more that Detroit
lost. Detroit lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
pathetic.
Baltimore still has a
they're a team.
They're
not a good team. They're not a great team.
I don't understand why. They had a good team last year just because of Ray Lewis. I don't buy that.
Oh, I do. I think he had a ton to do with it.
Yeah, but it shouldn't have been that much. You know what I mean? It shouldn't have been.
DS, man, he kept that team together and kept them motivated.
All right. If he was really that influential, then that should have carried over to this year, but it didn't. So obviously he wasn't that influential.
No, because they lost him. He's not there anymore.
Wow. Well, we need to get up there and cheerlead for him. Come on.
No. Don't get me wrong. He wasn't I think he was the glue. They should be able to do it without him. They should be able to do it without him, but they're not.
No, they're. But I know what you're saying. He was their captain. Pretty much.
Yeah, basically. Probably their coach.
Yeah, but, you know, well, in any event, yeah, there's a lot of teams now that I think you can scratch off your Christmas list. Dallas is one of them.
I don't know. I'm gonna. I hate those bastards. Every time I think they're, I don't know. I just hate them. You know, it's a love hate thing. I just love to hate them.
Well,
I hate to love them, I guess.
Well, the problem is they do either squeak into the playoffs or yeah, and they just miss it by one game. But when they get into the playoffs, it's what the hell is the point?
If you get into the playoffs,
the first team that you want to play is the Dallas Cowboys because you've got an automatic.
Yeah, they're just basically texture. Yeah, just texture. That's all they are, really.
Well, they've got an open place here on in the book, and they need to fill a. You know, fill a couple spaces here. So, but no, but Philly, hey, look out for Philly. This kid, we'll find out.
I hate that.
I do too. But we'll find out next year. Well, we don't know how real it is until next year. So,
well, and the playoffs should. I think they'll be knocked out pretty quick.
You know,
but good for them. I'm proud of them. I'm happy for them. As long as they don't have Vic playing, I'm all for Philly. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Hate him
unless Vic's
playing.
Me too. I'm with you. Who else was I going to talk about here? Damn it! Then you lost my train of thought.
Be quick.
I'm trying to be. Well, we know Washington.
Swift.
God only knows that's going to be coming through. There was another team. It was something good, but you kept talking, and then I was trying not to interrupt you. Then I lost my train of thought. So
I find that hard to believe. I don't know what it was, but it was a game last night. It was okay to watch. I didn't care really which one won.
Oh, Kansas City.
I did pick. I'm not interested.
No, what I'm saying is we're going to find out next year whether Kansas City is this a fluke. This year, are they really that good? We'll find out next year, and I bet they have a less record.
They should have a NFL schedule as opposed to the high school schedule they had this year.
Right. But their schedule...
You're right.
Their win-loss record is going to go down next year. I imagine,
just only because of the schedule.
Right.
They're finally going to have to play people.
Hey, but you know what? I think it's good. I like seeing the Kansas City Chiefs coming out. I think Smith is going over there. Hey, they got a good organization over there. They've always had one for years. They've got a good coach. They've got good players. So, you know, it'd be nice.
They deserved what they did, regardless of who they played. That's not their fault. They didn't get to pick who they played. Yeah, good for them.
No, I'm with you.
I think they are not. I think they're a little bit too big for their pants right now. I think they're going to figure out that, wow, these guys really play football.
And so, I predict Dallas. They've got to do something. They've got to trade Romo. Look, if Dallas wants to compete, they're going to have to do some. They're going to have to just suck it up.
It's not Romo, man. It's not. I'd say they get rid of that little boy coach.
I'm not saying it's Romo. Well, you're right. I think it starts with the coaching. Get rid of Opie and
little boy. Yeah.
Cut.
I got nothing against the kid.
No,
it's
I don't
just,
either.
Looking at him on the sideline, I think, you know, you little kid.
Did your mommy know you're playing head coach?
Yeah. Did you get a signed release on that one?
Did you give your parents permission to play head coach?
Right. Let me see your permission slip before we flip the coin. Man, he just looks so stupid young.
I like him, and he's doing the best.
He's probably good. The look about him. How do one of these big linemen look at him and say, "Okay, coach, I'll go do that"?
All right, All right. With all of the openings in right now, of all the coaches that you know of right now, who do you get to replace him? That's the question. If you had your choice to pick,
the two that I would like won't go. They won't coach again.
Gruden?
At least not right away. Yeah, Gruden and Cowher. I think either one would tell Jones to shove it.
I think
this is how we're going to do it.
I think Gruden would be a better fit than Cowher. Only that you're right. I see Cowher and Jones, I see those two clashing.
Oh, they'll clash, man. That'd be fun.
I can see Gruden. He's going to clash with him, but I think those two can clash together and not ignite to the
probably,
point where it's going to be separation.
Probably better than Cowher, yeah. Cowher just, hey, listen, man.
Right. But
yeah, he's funny.
Well, Gruden is funny. Gruden is he's a character, man. I mean, he's off the charts, man. He's crazy. The guy is a nut job. He's a wacko. That's why I like
him.
He's
good at it, though.
I know he is. I like him. But, yeah, he may not want to coach anymore. I think I think that's why he left, because it was very, to him, it was very grueling and whatever. But it is. But
if I'm not mistaken, I believe Houston tried to get him.
Well, they need
they
somebody. Who are they going to? Maybe they might get Rob Ryan. I don't think he wants a head coach.
Pretty happy with defense. I don't know that he really wants a head coaching job.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I don't. He doesn't really want it, but there's a lot of people that want him to want it.
Probably.
But
I don't know. I'd leave him where he's at right now.
Right, I do too. Rex, I think, is going to be losing his job. The Giants are going to have to start thinking about some serious situations here. What do we do? Do we keep Coughlin? It's not really Coughlin's fault what's going on, but I think it's time to get...
Why do you think it's not his fault?
Well,
the guy's playing for him?
I think it is, but it isn't. Just the guys didn't play. And I think maybe they just need another point. Right, that's what
it's
I'm saying.
It's kind of the coach's job.
And that's what I'm saying, that they just need another voice. And I think that's all they really need is another voice, and I think they'll come together. They still got a team. But
Eli, he just looked lost Sunday. He just looked lost.
No, he wasn't.
What the hell am I doing here?
I don't know. Well, Coughlin, I know he's a million years old. I like him as a coach, but... Well, the thing about it is with Coughlin, and every single time that he's won the Super Bowl, both times, is they had fingered him for dead. Now, Tiki Barber, Tiki Barber got his little panties in a knot, and he left football. And then you had Strahan, who was acting like a little baby and wouldn't come to practice preseason, wouldn't come to training. And then he finally come in, and they were all hacking on Eli. They were, publicly humiliating Eli because he was having a rough time and this and that. And they were complaining and crying about Coughlin because he makes the players show up on time for a goddamn meeting. And then finally when Tiki Barber left and Strahan shut up, stopped running his fat yap, then they started winning and they won the Super Bowl. They had newspapers were already figured that Coughlin wouldn't make it through the midseason. And they had him fired before the season even started. And he wins the Super Bowl, and they did it again. So you can't count him out, and you can't count the Giants out. So,
well, this season you can.
No, this season there. But next season, we'll have to find out.
See.
But, look... But
yeah, I don't
the
hate
Jets
them.
Are
more
no,
power
I
to them. I hope they do well. They just aren't.
No. You've got Denver. If Peyton Manning can hold it together throughout the postseason, this is going to be a great Super Bowl, man. Except if you can't tailgate.
Well, Yeah,
hopefully we get the snow, man. I want to see it.
Far as close enough. I want to see it on TV in the snow.
Oh, man.
It'd be fun. It would almost be, I don't know, it would take away from the play of the game because, you know, you can't perform the way you should.
Well, it's
but
different plays. It's part of the elements, man. It's part, you know, football, sports is all about the elements, man. It's about the outside. It's in the elements. That's part of the game. You got
to
overcome
those
elements. Oh, man, it'd be great. But, and of course, if Seattle plays, you're right, man. That's, Seattle and Denver.
It's already in the book. I already wrote it.
Well,
Seattle and Denver Super Bowl.
I know, but I don't know why you keep saying Denver. I'm still with Seattle wins it this year, and you let Peyton win it next year and retire, and then you can close the book, and everybody will be happy.
Yeah, that's the fairy tale story right there.
Right. I mean, look, Hollywood
could get it over with.
Exactly. Just
yeah,
I know.
Let's just okay, Peyton, shut up and let Seattle win this time.
Yeah, yeah. Go eat a Papa John's pizza, and you know,
you got next year. Alex.
You got next year.
You can do it. just give it to us this year.
But in any event,
it's funny
Seattle,
that we have to ask Peyton for it.
I know. Yeah, dear Peyton, please let us win the Super Bowl.
Here's my Santa.
Dear
list.
Santa, please tell Peyton to lose the Super Bowl this year, and he can have it next year. Oh, man, but hey, you know what? If those two do make the Super Bowl, I think you're going to see... I'm saying a football. As far as a football game goes, I think you're going to see one of the best hard-fought... Yeah,
yeah, I think it'll be a great game.
It's going to be an incredible hard-fought. Neither team wants to lose. Both teams want... Peyton Manning wants that. He wants that second ring. And, of course,
Wilson, I don't know if you heard that. He got drafted by
the Rangers. Well,
he's in a Super Bowl run, and they draft him.
Well, that, to me, that sounds like Jerry Jones, you know, in Dallas is trying to get him out of football. So he's trying to do everything he can to get Dallas Cowboys.
That has nothing to do with it. He doesn't own the Rangers.
No, they're friends with each other, though. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I'm kidding. It's a joke. He wouldn't go to that length. He might, but no.
He's not even in the hunt, really, so it doesn't matter to him.
Well, I'm sure the Texas Rangers were serious, but they knew that he wouldn't do it. But, hey, they got it.
He said he's going to go visit the facility and check out spring training. Why not? Jeez.
Well, he could play both.
Something to do in the summer. Yeah, he can do it in the summer for half a season, maybe.
No, he could play both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Deion Sanders did it. Bo Jackson did it. There's been a lot of
stuff.
Who?
Deion.
Oh yeah.
I don't even like his name.
I can see him doing that for a couple of seasons, although. You know, the Seahawks may have something to say about that because they don't want their quarterback.
Well, it's in his contract. Yeah, it'll be in his contract. They may allow him to, play a little bit. I don't even know what position he is.
I think he's a pitcher.
Really?
Yeah, so if he's a pitcher, I mean, I could see the Seahawks letting him do it.
Well, they could do that. Well, no. That could injure the arm. They're going to push a pretty good-sized contract toward Wilson after the season here, so I'm sure
it'll
be in the contract. I don't know if you're aware of this, but in professional sports like that, even college sports, my neighbor here, he was the quarterback for the Huskies, he was not allowed to ride off-road or any motorcycle.
Right, you can't.
Not allowed.
No, you can't even get on one. You can't even if it's parked.
Don't even look at them.
I know. You got to turn your head, cover that up.
So, I mean, they limit you on, and baseball, granted, it's not a contact sport.
Well,
but
here's the problem. Now, Deion Sanders was a defensive cornerback, and Bo Jackson was a running back. Which both of those, running back and cornerback, both of those are expendable positions. So the quarterback, though, however, that is not a position that they can afford to have somebody get injured. So I can't see, if he does it, I cannot see the Seahawks allowing him to play. That, no. If he was a running back or a receiver, maybe I can see him doing it, but not as quarterback. Can't
well,
do it.
Just God help us. I hope he doesn't decide that's what he wants to do more than play football.
Yeah. So.
And he decides to go with it. That'd be awful. Anyways, I got to get going, man. I got to have a movement.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for that information. All right. We'll see you again. Okay, where the hell were we? That came out of nowhere. Oh, yeah, worried about looking ignorant. Well, sweetheart, Ms. Sebelius, you don't have to worry about looking ignorant. We know you're ignorant. You are ignorant. You're an idiot. With the secretary, the agency heads, and senior leaders across the department are critical customers. It is important to the department in general that staff at all levels in all agencies be aware of how the department and its agencies are being cast in the public eye. All HHS staff essentially are ambassadors, like the one we used to have in Benghazi, to the public on the department's behalf. Without this knowledge, HHS leaders can be left ignorant and unaware of what the public, Congress, and stakeholders may be saying and reacting to, thus leaving HHS officials less than fully informed in their decision-making process. Huh. Did I read that? Let me read that one more time. We'll find out if that was what I really read. Without this knowledge, HHS leaders can be left ignorant and unaware of what the public, Congress, and stakeholders may be saying and reacting to, thus leaving HHS officials less than fully informed in their decision-making process. Now think about that. Here you have a government agency who doesn't know how to think on their own without the media telling them how to make a decision. Why is it up to the media? Why is that's your job? You make the decisions. You were hired to make decisions. You were not hired to find out what the hell the media is saying. The media, don't concern yourself with the media. Pay attention to what the hell it is that you're doing. If it's not working, well, then you need to do something else. They need to hire these companies to go out and sort the news, to find out what the hell the people are saying about them, so they can, make much more informed decisions. Huh? What, to find out that how many people actually got insured? You need the media to tell you that because you don't have a website that works? So you need to hear from the media of how many people are not insured? I mean, this woman is running your health care. How's that hoax and chains working out for you again? Pretty good, isn't it? Damn! Obama, 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 Obama! I mean, this is just pathetic. Interested small businesses have until December 23rd. To tell HHS if they can handle the job. Gather all the information. So that Health and Human Services can learn what the hell it is that Health and Human Services is actually doing. So you're going to govern by what you read in the newspapers and on the internet of the decisions that you're going to make. I mean, are you kidding me? You should be removed from your position effective immediately there, Kat. Department and agency leadership in particular, along with agency staff, need to have early in the morning complete situational awareness of what the media is reporting about the organization and its programs and initiatives. Agency officials will be able to make better decisions if they have an easier, faster, more reliable way to get all the latest information about their organization and its mission. So they don't know what the hell their organization is about. They don't know what their mission is until they read it in the goddamn newspapers. So they need people to go out there. What do they do? Are they cutting out the newspapers? And I mean, are you kidding me? Providing HHS officials with timely, easy-to-digest information? This is far from easy to digest. I mean, this is going to stick with me for a long time. Are you kidding me? Providing HHS officials with timely, easy-to-digest information on a daily basis keeps them in the best position to react to fast-moving events and unfolding issues of concern to the department. Well, what would those fast-moving events and unfolding issues be a concern to you? The truth? Is that what concerns you? Somebody might find out the goddamn truth? And that's a fast-moving event. Especially when it's in politics. If somebody finds out the truth, travels much faster than a lie in Washington. Mark my words. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is a government that forces you to buy a toxic baby-killing light bulb because they're concerned that you might destroy the environment, so they make sure that you destroy the environment by buying a light bulb that will kill your baby, kill your family. And if you live in San Francisco, you have no way of disposing it because plastic bags are illegal in San Francisco. They're also the same government that forces you to buy a healthcare system that you can't get into. And if you do get into it, you can't afford it. And even if you can afford it and you do get into it and you do think you pay for it, you haven't. And you have no insurance. They have 40 million people, 40 to 50 million people, they say were uninsured before Obamacare. So they build a website that hasn't been completed yet, has no way of actually transferring money to insurance companies so you are insured. Still not built yet. Once it is completely built and running functional, it's only designed for 7 million people. Huh? There's been what? Over 6 million people that have already lost their health care due to Obamacare's rules and regulations and guidelines and restrictions and what have you not. So we have almost at 7 million, but only 364,000 are recorded to have signed up. But none of them actually have because the pay for it isn't built yet. So the number of people who have Obamacare is zero. A big, fat, friggin' zero. But they don't want to tell you that. So they come up with this number. These are people that actually, well, looked at healthcare.gov. Now they're putting doctors on plans to hide from the American people. So they think that their doctor's on that plan, but that doctor's not on that plan. Yeah, you didn't hear about that? Yeah. I believe it was California they were doing that. I'm sure they've done it a lot of other places, too. Don't quote me on the state, but I'm sure it's been done. So they're taking doctors that flat refused to go along with this Obamacare because it's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. The chance that you guys dropped your drawers and surrendered when you had the perfect opportunity to avoid what is happening right now. How many millions of Americans are no longer insured because you would not hold the line, Mr. Boehner? That is ridiculous, Mr. Boehner. And that is why we are so upset. We love you, but you're done. Look, no more excuses. We are giving out no more free passes to you guys. No more. We can't, the country cannot afford it. You drop the ball, you got to sit on the bench. Sorry, Charlie, but you ain't the chicken of the sea. You're done. You're fired. And the next group that comes in, you don't do your job, you're fired. And Mr. Chris Tingle, that is our job, you idiot. Maybe if you understood how government operated, maybe you wouldn't say the stupid things that you say. We, the people. When Mr. Beck said we, he was talking about we, the people. That's our job, is to make sure that our leaders do what we want, not what they want. Not what Tingle wants. But what we want. Well, that's what Mr. Cruz was doing, Mr. Tingle. He was doing what his constituents, his people, want him to do. And I'm not sure, but... wait a minute. Cruz is a senator. Yes. You see, Mr. Tingle, Mr. Beck lives in Texas. He is Mr. Cruz's constituent. He does have the right to tell his leader what he wants him to do. Not only our right, but that is our duty and our responsibility as citizens. We don't have to execute that right if we don't want to, but we do have that right to execute that, to tell our leaders what the hell we want them to do. We also have the right to tell them that we're not going to vote for you anymore, Mr. Pete King. We have that right. We also have the right to go into the voting booth and vote for whoever the hell we want to, regardless of which party has given us free government cookies. I'm sorry, illegal aliens, but you need to understand something. They're only bringing you over here for one reason, and one reason only is that is so you can vote Democrat, and that is it. You are not a person. You are not a citizen. You are a vote, and that is it. That is sick. That is twisted. That is disgusting. That is friggin' wrong, man. That is wrong. They're using these people. You illegal aliens, we welcome you, but we welcome you to do it right. Don't do it the way that they're allowing you to do it. You're going to suffer in the end. You're going to be the one who's going to suffer at the end. You're going to pay the price for it. They're not. You're only over here to vote Democrat, and that is it. That's the cold. That's the truth. Now, you may call me a racist all you want to, but I just told you the truth. So if truth is racist, well, then, yeah, I'm the biggest racist in the world because I just told you the truth. You are only over here for a vote. And as soon as they find out you're not voting Democrat, you stray away from the herd, well, guess what? You get deported real quick. You go to jail. You get fined. You get this. You get that. Bada-boop, bada-beep, bada-boop, bum-bum. You're a vote, and that's it, and that is disgusting. That's another thing that we need to end here. There are so many violations, so many things going wrong in this country. You can't list them all. It's impossible. Now, I want to talk about Trey Gowdy. I know we only got a little bit here, but I gotta get this in here, and I still got more stuff that I never got to, but I gotta get this Trey Gowdy in. Okay, this was on, he was on Fox yesterday and talking about this. Why this is not more coverage, I don't know. But I believe that what they're trying to do congressionally probably isn't going to work in the courts. That's our job. That's what we need to do as citizens. And I'm still looking into it. We should be able, as citizens, to sue the government for violating our Constitution. But in any event, Congress is trying to do that. Congress does have the power to do it, but it's impeachment. And they don't want to go down that road because they even mention the word impeachment. Well, then they're racist. I can understand why ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, the whole lot of them, I can understand why they're not covering this. I think they do sense the fact that this president does need to be lassoed and probably more than likely does need to be impeached, but they're not going to bring that up. They're going to protect him all they can because they're not really protecting him. They're protecting themselves. This is what the left is all about. The left is about themselves. The right is about everybody as a whole, as one. That's the difference between us. That's the big difference. So the media, being on the left as they are, they're out there to protect their own skin because, well, they believed in it. And they told you to believe in it. So they don't want to admit that, yeah, I told you to believe in something that isn't true. So they're going to defend this president down to the end, man. But we can't be afraid of that stupid racist claim. Look, God almighty, just being white, you're automatically a racist, according to Oprah. You're born racist. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. I don't know where she gets that one from, but, you know, whatever. The point is, the executive branch does need to be lassoed. He does need to be controlled. He does need to be brought in. Brought down to reality. The violations are overwhelming. And they continue day after day after day. So, in any event, maybe I can shut up long enough so you might be able to hear this. This is Trey Gowdy on Fox News. But anyway, what I was trying to say is all these other stations, I can understand them not reporting it. But why Fox hasn't been covering this any more than it is, I don't know. I don't know. I'm a little disappointed, but that's just me, you know. Not everybody can be perfect. So here's Trey Gowdy yesterday.
Qualification. With respect to DACA or immigration, Congress had a chance to provide a pathway to citizenship for children, and they refused to do so. So Congress refused to act, and the president substitutes his judgment for that of Congress and does by executive fiat what the legislature refused to do. With the Affordable Care Act, he went to the Supreme Court to get a finding that it was constitutional. It's been appropriately funded, and yet he's still turning off certain provisions. So even if he likes the law and Congress doesn't, he does it by executive fiat. If Congress suggests, as we did during the shutdown, a remedy to the to the employer mandate or the individual mandate, he threatens to veto our action and then goes and does it himself. So at some point, I don't like running to the court. I'd rather use any other remedy other than going to the court. But our other remedies have not worked. And the judicial branch is there for a reason. And in certain circumstances, Congress ought to be able to assert its standing. And I just think the pervasiveness of his ignoring of Congress has reached the point we don't have a choice.
Exactly. There are no more choices. You cannot allow the executive branch to bully his way, circumvent the Constitution, circumvent the Congress, buddy up with the Justice Department, the Supreme Court. What the hell that Mr. Roberts, I cannot call you a justice anymore because you did not execute proper justice as far as I'm concerned. You're back down to Mr. You're no longer Justice Roberts. You are Mr. Roberts. Look, if little old guys like little old me can understand the Constitution, why can't they? It's pretty simple. To regulate commerce, Now, here's what they did. The Obama administration told you that it's not a tax, not a tax, not a tax. So when they go in front of the Supreme Court, what did they argue? They argued that it was a tax. And that is what Mr. Roberts decided on. Well, since it's a tax, the government can do it. Obamacare is a tax. Don't get me wrong. It is a tax. Or make no bones about it. It is a tax, period. No matter what the president tells you, that it's not a tax. It is a tax. That's how it got to be legal. Because Mr. Roberts said it's okay to tax the American people. Mr. Roberts thought it was okay to take away all these people's health care insurance. Mr. Roberts thought it was okay to spend $677 million on a website that hasn't been built yet, and when it is, it can only handle 7 million, and we got 50 million uninsured. Mr. Roberts also thought it was okay to build that website where it's not secure and anybody, any hacker with any kind of right equipment can go in there and start taking and stealing any goddamn thing that they want to. He thought that was okay. He also thought it was okay to spend $5.4 billion with a big fat friggin' B on promoting this tax. And now they've resorted to hiring the sexiest man of the year. Somebody makes a rap video and a little girl makes a parody video. Now they've got the media. Please help us. If you're going to write bad things about us, please let us know ahead of time. They're going to make their decisions based on news reports. Your life, think about that. Your life is in their hands, and they're basing their decisions on a company that you're going to have to pay for, are going to gather all the news reports and find out what the media is talking about them, what they're saying. So they can go ahead and further make decisions. So as long as they look good in the newspapers, it doesn't matter whether you got health care or not. It doesn't matter whether you get that hip transplant or that heart transplant or that lung transplant or if you get that surgery or this surgery. It doesn't matter. You're out of the equation. It's always about how does the Republicans look? How do the Democrats look coming up to the 2014 election? Nobody's mentioning what is the only thing that is important is how the American people are looking come the 2014 election. The American people are looking pretty bad. And you people put them there. Nobody wants to talk about how the American people are doing it, but how's the Democrats doing? You know, how does this make the king look? You know? Yeah, he's a lame duck president, but well, how does it make it look for his legacy? His legacy? How about American legacy? What happened to that? I'm sorry, I like American ways. I like being American. I think it's great. I really don't care that other people are different. I think it's great that other people are different. It's always nice to meet other people that are different than you. You don't want to be around people that are exactly like you. Not for too long. I mean, you need a little variety, you know what I mean? It's okay to be different. It's okay to be American. So what Mr. Gowdy was talking about, and he makes, you know, they bring a lot of points. It's no more. It's done. The game is over. There's nothing left to play. The game is over. There are no more choices. We have no more olive branches to send to the king. Me personally, I wouldn't go with this. This is impeachment territory. That's just me, and I've been barking about that ever since I started this program. Well, I'm not afraid to admit it. This is past going through the courts. That's not going to work. The American people, us, we should be able to sue our government for violations of our Constitution, not theirs. This is our Constitution. I mean, what this man, I don't know how many times I've gone over what this man has done to the preamble is just absolutely atrocious. He's bypassed the legislative branch at every moment he could. He's bypassed the Constitution. There is no Constitution. He changes rules, changes laws, only implements parts of laws that are beneficial to him, doesn't implement other parts of laws, and completely forgetting about that Congress is the only one who can do this. Executive order power is for, that's reserved for situations that, those are critical situations. This, no. You can't keep doing that. That's not the purpose for executive order. We need to lasso this president and bring him back down to friggin' earth. We have violations of, where was he? He was completely inactive during the terrorist attack in Benghazi. Where was the president? We don't know. Who gave the stand down order? We don't know. Where was the president? I'm sorry, that's an impeachment offense. You don't believe it? I mean, think about it. That was you on the battlefield, and your president did that to you, left you high and dry. How about that stimulus package? Do you think that's a violation? Taking your money and paying back his campaign donors that got him elected? They paid to get him elected, so he pays these people back? Not only do they get paid back, but they open up these bogus little green energy companies, and they all get big fat bonuses, taxpayer expense. They not only get their money back, but they have a very, very large return. A campaign donation is not a monetary investment. But that right there should be a lot of laws are broken in that one. On both ends. Not once have I even mentioned skin color. Have I? Why? It's not important. It's irrelevant. This health care, I don't know how many times we talked about this. We all know what's going on, but who is it benefiting? We don't know. Who's making out? We don't know. Somebody's making out with all your money. $677 million to build a website that isn't even built yet and doesn't work. $5.4 billion were spent to advertise this health care. And it's mandated. You can't mandate people to buy or sell anything. And now this president, again, bypassing Congress, ordering that the insurance company just consider them insured until we get this all straightened out. We haven't had a chance to, you know, completely build our website yet. It's not completely built yet. So you're going to have to continue insuring them. I know you canceled them, but you're going to have to consider that they're canceled. That's not a violation. The king can't do that. I'd tell you where it was in the Constitution, but it's all been redacted. The only thing I got left on my Constitution now is a period, so I can't, immigration, they can just stroke a pen, okay, you're a citizen. Mr. Gowdy told us, Congress said no. The king said yes. So guess who won? How is that not a direct violation of this Constitution? I do not know. Well, I don't know. Neither do you. Why? Because it isn't. It is a complete and total direct violation of our Constitution. But we're racist and we're haters because we point that out. Well, we're not. Gun laws, I mean, you can go down the list. I mean, my God. Fast and Furious, IRS, Benghazi. I don't know how many times we talked about all this stuff. That's what the American people are sick and tired of. And that's the Tea Party. Most people, believe it or not, do believe in what the Tea Party stands for, because the Tea Party stands for very little. Just simple government responsibility. That's all we're after. We're tired of our government being fiscally irresponsible. We're tired of our government telling us what the hell to do, when to breathe, what to say, who to believe in, what to not believe, how to sleep, how to eat, who to have sex with, when to have sex with them. and violations of our Constitution. That's our document, not theirs. That document is our document. That's our protection barrier. That protects us from the government. That's why that document was written. That's ours. And the only ones who can preserve that is us. Hear that, Mr. Tingle? Us, not the government. We're the only ones that can defend that. We're the only ones who can protect that. We're the only ones who can preserve that. So if you want your freedom, well, then you make sure you go into the voting booth in 2014. You make sure you call within that time. You make sure your leaders, like Mr. Boehner, like Mr. Ryan, like Mr. King, like the whole smash, you demand that they do what you want to do, not what Mr. Chris Tingle wants you to do, not what the president of the Democratic Party, but what you want your leaders to do. That's your job. That's our job to us. So in any event, I want to thank you all for listening in today. Again, you want to be a part of the program whenever you feel brave enough to call the captain, 646-716-7978. Until then, I'm going to enjoy this beautiful, snowy afternoon in sunny Deer Park, New York. We will see you all back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.